This dua is so important because we say it. I say it a lot when I'm here in the subway. And there's two ways to say it. So now it's the evening, so amsayna wa amsal mulku lillah. You know, and amsayna, masa is the evening. So amsayna, like, we have arrived to the evening. Wa amsal mulku lillah. And the evening has come into existence, and all of the sovereignty. And there's a difference between mulk and milk. It's very interesting in the language. The word milk means like milku li, something specific belongs to me. But mulk implies everything. So it's not just one specific thing, it's like everything you can imagine that falls under the dominion of existence is called mulk. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Tabarakalladhi biyadihi al-mulku wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Right? Tabarak, blessed is the one who has control, the mulk. All of the mulk is under his authority. And that's also pretty cool in Surah Al-Fatiha. You know, only two of the Imams, Imam Asim and Imam Kisa'i, read it Maliki Yawmiddin, because Malik means milk. But the other five, they say Maliki Yawmiddin, which is from mulk. That's why Imam Shatibi says, Wa Maliki Yawmiddin Yarawihi Nasir. Right? Wa Maliki Yawmiddin Yarawihi Nasir. Nasir here means Imam Al Asim and Imam Al Kisa'i. Imam al-Asim and Imam al-Kisa'i. So, wa malik yawmiddin rawihi nasir. So, what's dope about that is that the implication is that you have these two qira'at, which means the specific power on the Day of Judgment belongs to Allah, and then all power belongs to Allah, subhanAllah. So, amsayna wa amsal mulku lillah. So, we arrive to the evening, we remind ourselves, we don't have control over anything. Everything is with Allah. And that, if we say that with yaqeen, two things come from that. Number one is, we find a sense of gratitude that everything that we're able to accomplish, kun fayakun, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two is, we're satisfied with our rizq. Whatever Allah has given us, alhamdulillah, whether we've succeeded or failed or had certain challenges and difficulties or whatnot, kullu biyadillah. And I like to say this, when it comes to the mulk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we fall between two things, Badr and Uhud. Badr meaning the victory. وَلَقَدَ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped you on the Day of Badr. And then also Uhud is loss. But either way, Allah says, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't be sad and don't be upset. وَأَنْتُمْ أَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. So the first part of the dua is very beautiful. The other lesson that we take from saying وَالْمُلْكُ لِلَّهِ is to realize وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُ. Like, everything we have, everything that is in our possession is not really due to our own efforts. So we will be like respectful and appreciative of the mulk which Allah has given us, since Allah is khayru raziqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only true provider. So we'll also be like more resourceful and more appreciative of our wives, our husbands, our children, the money and the wealth that Allah has given us, the blessings that He's given us. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal mulku lillah, fala mulku li. I don't have any real control over anything. So therefore, like, I'll be more appreciative of my body, my wealth, my time and everything that I have. It's like incredible, right? And that's why, subhanAllah, hadith of Sayyidina Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, you know, your feet won't move on the Day of Judgment until you ask about four things. Hatta yus'alana arba'a. Those things are what? Our youth, our body, and our wealth. how we earned it and how we spent it. And then we say, Alhamdulillah. So after recognizing that all power and authority belong to Allah and that everything we have is from Allah, Allahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. Then we say what? Walhamdulillah. Alhamd, you know, it's translated as praise, but the essence of hamd is rooted in the recognition of something, ma'rifah. Shukr is in recognition of something that's been given to us, ma'rifatu ni'mah. Right, so you recognize that like something is a blessing, right? But alhamd is ma'rifat haqiqat al-shay, is to understand something, and of course haqiqah here means as best as possible, right? So alhamd, we say, is in recognition of knowing Allah. Walhamdulillah for everything we have, Allahu Akbar. Walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. And then we amplify the fact that there is no God except Allah. Wahdahu la sharika lah, who has no partners. No one can provide for us in the evening and in the nighttime and the daytime like Allah has. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, walhamdulillah. La sharika lah, who has no partners. And that means we don't associate partners with his attributes, so we realize that all mulk is only from Allah, so we don't fall into things that like might challenge that in his actions, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, worshiping him alone. Lahul mulk, to him again belongs all sovereignty. Wa lahul hamd, and to him belongs all praise. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, and he has control over all things. Here you don't say, in Arabic you'd say huwa qadirun ala kulli shay, but if you said that, that would imply that maybe someone else also shares with him in it. So you say wallahu ala kulli shay'in qadir, you put the mubtada at the end, so it implies exclusivity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in qadir, right? Nothing shares with him in his authority subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we say rabbi as'aluka khayra ma fi hadhihi layla. Oh Allah, I ask you the good of this night. Wa khayra ma ba'daha, and the good after the night. And here good means two things. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana, good in this life and good in the hereafter. Wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma fi hadhihi layla, and I seek refuge from the evil in this night. Wa sharri ma ba'daha, and the evil thereafter. We say rabbi a'udhu bika min al-kasal. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from being lazy, because like, if we really appreciate the mulk of Allah, we understand that one of the mulk that Allah has given us is time to be alive. Huwa al-muhi, the one who brings life. So I seek refuge from being lazy, like not utilizing the blessings that you've given me. Rabbi a'udhu bika min al-kasli wa su'il kibr. And I seek refuge in you in my old age from being impacted by illnesses and things that would weaken me. And it's very interesting when you think about kasal. Kasal is the old age of the young, right? Most young people, they have the energy, they have the ability, but they don't have the drive because of laziness. Su'ul kibr means as I get older, I may still have the intellectual energy, I may still have the imagination to do good, but I just don't have the physical ability. So Allah, preserve my body. And one of the best ways we can preserve ourselves in the old age is by doing good while we're young. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. It's mentioned in the Quran, right, about those orphans. And there was once a scholar, people asked him, you know, you're old, but you look so young and you have so much vitality. And he said, هَذِهِ الْأَعْضَى, you know, these limbs of mine, حَفَطَّهُ لِلَّهِ فِي الصِّغَرِ, I protected them and I guarded them when I was young for Allah. فَحَفِظَهَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي كِبْرِ. So Allah has preserved them for me in my old age. And then Rabbi a'udhu bika min adhabin fi nari wa adhabin fil qabr. And then the end of the dua is, I seek refuge in you from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of hell and the punishment of the grave. And what we learn, something very interesting, is that those punishments, if you look at them, are largely rooted in people that have failed to make the right choice with the mulk of Allah. Right? It's really about choices. So somebody's very beautiful. They may use their beauty for something wrong. They may use their beauty for something right. That's the mulk Allah has given them. Somebody may have wealth. They could use that wealth for what's right, and they can use that wealth for what's wrong. Anything, any ni'mah, any blessing, even religion, some people use it for what's right, and some people will use it for what's wrong. Speech, we use it for what's right, and we use it for what's wrong. The mulk of Allah is the test of our choice. So if you look at the punishments in hell, and the punishments in the grave, and I detail this in our third book or fourth book in our course here on Swiss and Aqidah, they're always linked to misusing with intent the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this dua, let's say it together inshallah for the night, because it's nighttime here in New York City. Amsayna wa amsal mulku lillah walhamdulillah la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير ربي أسألك خير ما ربي أسألك خير ما في هذه الليلة وخير ما بعدها وأعوذ بك من شر ما في هذه الليلة وشر ما بعدها ربي أعوذ بك من الكسل وسوء الكبر ربي أعوذ بك من عذاب في النار وعذاب في القبر. One more time, I'm gonna say it really, really slow, and I hope inshallah that you can like learn this dua properly inshallah. So let me say it one more time really, really slowly, so inshallah that we can all learn it and say it inshallah. And then you can also contact me if you want me to listen to you and make sure that you're reading it correctly. This dua is really important to say in the evening. So here we go one more time. Amsayna wa amsal mulku lillah walhamdu lillah la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir rabbi as أسألك خير ما في هذه الليلة وخير ما بعدها وأعوذ بك من شر ما في هذه الليلة وشر ما بعدها ربي أعوذ بك من الكسل وسوء الكبر ربي أعوذ بك من عذاب في النار وعذاب في القبر.